It's a little early in the day to drink a beer, so we'll just talk about it. More specifically, we'll talk about one of the key ingredients in beer, hops. Hops grow well in the climate of the Northwest, very well. In fact, most of the hops grown in the United States come from Oregon, Washington, and Idaho, with the largest share by far coming from Washington State. And the numbers are in for the 2017 harvest. It was a big one, a very big one. Let's get the numbers and the stories behind them. Jackie Brophy is the communications director at USA Hops based in Yakima. Thanks for joining us, Jackie.
Thanks very much for having me, Jeff.
For the people who've never heard of a hop, what is it?
That's a good question. So hops are basically kind of like a cone-like flower that grow on vines, similar to kind of like vines that grapes are grown on, except they're vines because they wrap around things and travel upwards. But basically, it's a cone-like flower that has a very intense amount of oils in them, which give beers their either bittering component or, more importantly for a lot of people right now, that flavor and aroma component, like the super citrusy smells and tastes that they get in their beer, those piney smells, tropical fruit, all those compounds are coming from the hop cone.
Well, so hop is quite versatile then, it sounds like.
Yes, it is.
Can you make beer without hops, Jackie?
No, you cannot. So for those beer geeks who are familiar with the German purity law, it states what actually makes a beer, and hops is one of those four ingredients on that list.
All righty. So the other one is water and some kind of grain, and what would be the fourth thing?
Yeast.
Yeast, okay. There we go. So is beer the major use for hops? Do hops really have much other use besides for beer?
Not really. There are a few very small uses that people do tend to use hops for otherwise. A long time ago, people used to stuff them in pillows to help them go to sleep. Some people make hop tea for similar kind of reasons. And then a few of the hop merchants are looking into different technologies. One of them, I think, is going into some kind of preserver for those kind of clamshells that you see for lettuce to help as a natural preservative. I think they're looking into something like that and a few other uses, but primarily hops really only have one purpose, and that's for beer.
All right. I like the pillow idea, though. I have to try that sometime. To the casual observer, it certainly looks like we're in a bit of a beer and wine boom. So, I mean, I assume that's part of what has triggered the increase in hop production?
Yeah, kind of. So, actually, if you look at overall worldwide beer consumption, it actually went down a little bit. But the reason why hops are going up so much is because craft beer or craft beer styles are getting more popular. So things like IPAs, especially those New England IPAs, if some of your listeners are familiar with that, use a lot more hops than your traditional pilsners and lagers. So while consumption is going down a little bit, the actual hop usage for beers is going up. And yes, that is a reason why acreage and production is going up.
So not necessarily more beer, but more the hop flavor in beer.
Yes, that's correct.
So, Jackie, how steep an increase in hop production in recent years?
It's actually gone up quite a bit in the recent years. This is the first year that we've ever gone over 100 million pounds. It's grown tremendously since 2012. We've gone up just under 80%. So it's quite a bit.
What, 80% since just 2012, you're saying?
Yes, technically 79.5, but yes.
Close enough, yeah.
Yeah, since 2012, acreage has gone up just about 80%, which is obviously a very, very big increase.
Hops, the discussion topic here on the Jefferson Exchange. Jackie Brophy is our guest. She's the communications director of USA Hops, based in eastern Washington. Washington, the number one hop-producing state. Questions about hops and how they are used and the production of them? You're welcome to join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone. Our email address is jx@jeffnet.org. So what is it about the Northwest, Jackie, that makes it the center of hop production?
You know, initially in the U.S., it actually was growing on the East Coast, but thanks to disease and prohibition, it was essentially wiped out and moved over to the West Coast. We do see some of those areas starting to grow hops again a little bit. But there's a number of different factors. We have, especially speaking to the Yakima Valley and lower Idaho, we have very fertile soil thanks to the Missoula floods, which happened millions of years ago. Also, some volcanic compounds that are in the soil as well. But the soil type is just right. Everything is primarily pretty dry. And then we also have a very abundant source of water thanks to the Cascade Mountains. So we have a lot. We have there's a saying that hops like their head dry but their feet wet. And Yakima is a high desert, so that's really a perfect storm that we have. And lastly, the latitude is a really big factor as well. Hops do best within a certain latitude, and we fall right within that area. And that's really more kind of a trigger for those plants with those harsh seasons to, or those very hard seasons, to have a transition from coming up from the ground when winter is over to starting to what they call hop out during the summertime and produce the beginning part of those cones. And then when fall hits, they start to really produce those lupulin glands that are really what we grow them for.
They don't do too well then in super hot temperatures, I gather.
They do. It's just that usually when you go down further south, that latitude I mentioned is not as prevalent, and the seasons are a little bit too similar. They don't change that much year to year, so hops really tend to like distinct seasons. But Oregon is a very different growing climate, and it's more similar to kind of to what we see in Germany, so that tends to make them a little bit more subtle and earthy, but it's also a good place to grow hops. It just is a different condition.
Now, I noticed that Oregon was in second place. Idaho passed it with this year, I think, but Washington still leads them both by a long shot. I mean, how much of the nation's hop production comes out of Washington?
Pretty much 75% of the U.S. hop production is in Washington year to year.
Wow. That is a bunch. So that is the great climate for it. Is there any place else in the country that produces hops? You mentioned some of the places back east, but anything else that produces hops in significant numbers that even come close to Oregon or Idaho?
Well, our fourth largest producing state is Michigan, and Michigan had 810 harvested acres this year. I think Wisconsin was next. California had acreage as well this year. We had 130 harvested acres that we were able to capture for statistics purposes for the 2017 growing season. But yeah, we have a lot of different states growing hops, not necessarily in big quantities, but a lot of different states are growing them again.
Okay, so I'm looking at the latitude here again. Michigan, Wisconsin, Idaho, Washington is like the 47th parallel or so. Is that the sweet spot for hops?
Yeah, it's anywhere between 35 and 45, if memory serves correctly. But there is a little bit of a range. But yes, right around that area where Yakima and Wisconsin, all those areas, Michigan, is the right latitude to be growing hops.
Jackie Brophy, our hops expert. She's from USA Hops based in Yakima. Got some questions about hops and how they're grown and how they end up in your beer? Join us at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Let's talk about process, Jackie. How long does it take to get from first planting to ready for use hops?
Well, it really depends on the area that you're growing hops in. If you're growing them pretty much anywhere in the U.S. or really in the world, it tends to take at least until the second year that you would want to harvest them. Some states will plant them but won't even bother to put in all the necessary, what we call twine, to let the hops grow up the first year. They'll wait until the second year. One of the things that's unique about the Yakima Valley and then also parts of Idaho as well, is that we actually can get a harvest the first year. So if something is planted in the spring, we can harvest it that fall. It won't be at full production, but it will be enough to make the effort to harvest it.
That's impressive. And let me continue with the term string, because you mentioned twine already. So you really have to build structures for the hops to climb up, is that right?
Yeah, you do. It's kind of hard to picture sometimes, so we do have pictures of it on our website on usahops.org. That kind of lets people picture it in their minds a little bit better. But basically, it's a yard of a number of what looks like telephone poles. It's basically wooden poles that are set up and wire structure that kind of creates a grid-like system. And then what we call twine, which is basically kind of like a coconut husk fiber, is strung and put in the ground. We have these stakes that go in and drive it into the ground. And as the springtime comes along and the plants start to emerge, they grow up these twines.
So at 100 million pounds of production in 2017, is there still room to grow, or is hop production pretty much at a ceiling now?
I think we're done growing. If anything, we might see a little bit of a reduction next year. We've really had to catch up with the craft beer industry really exploding. And now we're at a point where we feel like we've satisfied customers, and we might be switching out different varieties within our acreage, but not actually growing our acreage.
So, well, let's talk about varieties. I understand there are two major categories. Is that right?
Yes, no, that's right. So basically, we look at it as either a bittering hop, or also known as an alpha hop, or as an aroma or dual-purpose hop. And basically, alpha hops are basically used for their bittering component. For those familiar with the beer brewing process, when you're starting that out, you have wort, which is basically water in a sugar source. And while the yeast converts that sugar into alcohol, you also want to add something that bitters it a little bit, so you have a more balanced taste to your beer. The other type of hops, which have really gotten popular in the last little while, are aroma hops. And as mentioned earlier, those have those aroma compounds like citrus, stone fruit, tropical fruit, a number of different things, pine, grapefruit, and those are the hops that basically add all the flavor and aroma to beer.
So if you're growing alpha hops and you want to switch to aroma hops, you have to pull out the vines and start all over?
Yes, you do. You have to pull out the plant. It's kind of like a potato, that it has a number of eyes and roots, and so you want to make sure you're pulling that out as well. And then, yes, you plant new varieties in the ground.
We're talking to Jackie Brophy about hops. She's the communications director at Hops, USA Hops, here on the Jefferson Exchange. I see a bunch of different varieties in Oregon, certainly. Cascade, Centennial, Chinook, Citra, Crystal, Fuggle, love that name, Golding, Liberty, Magnum, and so forth. So that's a whole wide variety of hops, it sounds like.
Yeah, no, that's certainly a big variety of hops. We actually have over 80 in the U.S. now that we grow. So that has been an interesting challenge for growers, to manage what is essentially a lot more inventory. But as breweries get more and more creative and more people are breeding hops as well, we're seeing a lot more variety that are coming through year to year.
With production as high as it's been, 100 million pounds in 2017, you mentioned it's probably going to scale back a bit now. I mean, what kinds of things do people generally switch from? I mean, what have people been producing before they decided to produce hops?
We didn't necessarily have a lot of new growers, at least in the traditional Pacific Northwest states, Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. It's mostly that people have increased their production. And basically, the U.S. hop industry operates on contracts. So a brewery will say that they will do their forecasting and realize how many pounds of hops and of what types of hops they'll need for the upcoming year. Because remember, it's only harvested once a year. Mm-hmm. So they'll basically communicate that either directly to a grower or more likely to a merchant. And then growers will then either pull something out that doesn't have a contract, or what we've been seeing a lot in the past few years is planting more acreage to meet those demands.
Is this primarily then a domestic market, Jackie?
No, actually, I want to say we export, it changes every year, but I want to say we exported about 60% of the 2016 harvest.
Wow.
So it changes quite a bit, but the hops that are grown in the Pacific Northwest really do go all across the globe.
How whimsical is the market? I mean, from season to season, when you talk about the contracts, as tastes in beer change or new varieties come out and people just start loving those, I mean, do the people who produce hops end up with having to switch over to new varieties quickly?
You know, yes and no. There are some things that have been really steady. We actually have a stat pack that we put up on our website in the hop enthusiast section under statistics, if people really want to dig into it. But Cascade has been our number one variety for a number of years now. You can see it was in 2013, and it still is today. Zeus, which is a alpha or bittering hop, used to be number two, and now it's actually gone down the list. Other hops like Willamette that are older varieties, that one actually is mostly grown in Oregon, has gotten popular again, so it's made kind of the top 10 again. Comet is a hop that was developed in the 70s from the public breeding program, and that started to get more popular again as well. Not quite to the top 10, but it's certainly something that has really kind of captured people's attention. If you kind of pay attention to the trends of beer drinkers, I tend to observe that a lot of people are always looking for what's new and what's different. And as those kind of demands come from consumer taste buds, then obviously breweries will have to adapt to that as well.
All right. Jackie Brophy, the Communications Director at USA Hops, thanks for giving us the picture on hop production for last year.